This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Welcome to Storytime with Friends. My name is Katie. Today I have a wintry treat for you. Three poems inspired by winter, written by Louisa May Alcott, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and Henry David Thoreau. The three famous authors lived in Concord, Massachusetts in the 1800s and knew each other well. Ralph Waldo Emerson was a neighbor and friend of Louisa's father, Bronson Alcott. He was also a good friend and mentor to Henry David Thoreau, who, as a young 20-something, was Louisa May Alcott's school teacher when she was a little girl. Emerson greatly influenced both Thoreau's and Alcott's lives and writing careers. Let's begin with Winter, by Louisa May Alcott. The stormy winters come at last, with snow and rain and bitter blast. Ponds and brooks are frozen o'er. We cannot sail there any more. The little birds are flown away to warmer climes than ours. They'll come no more till gentle May calls them back with flowers. Oh, then the darling birds will sing from their neat nests in the trees. All creatures wake to welcome spring, and flowers dance in the breeze. With patience, wait till winter is o'er, and all lovely things return. Of every season, try the more, some knowledge or virtue to learn. And that was Winter, by Louisa May Alcott, who may be best known for her novel, Little Women. Next, I'll read The Snowstorm by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Announced by all the trumpets of the sky, arrives the snow, and driving o'er the fields, seems nowhere to alight. The whited air hides hills and woods, the river and the heaven, and veils the farmhouse at the garden's end. The sled and traveler stopped, the courier's feet delayed, all friends shut out. The housemates sit around the radiant fireplace, enclosed in a tumultuous privacy of storm. Come see the north wind's masonry. Out of an unseen quarry, evermore furnished with tile, the fierce artificer curves his white bastions with projected roof round every windward stake or tree or door. Speeding the myriad-handed, his wild work so fanciful, so savage, naught cares he for number or proportion. Mockingly, on coop or kennel, he hangs Parian wreaths. A swan-like form invests the hidden thorn, fills up the farmer's lane from wall to wall, maugre the farmer's sighs, and at the gate a tapering turret overtops the work. And when his hours are numbered, and the world is all his own, retiring as he were not, leaves when the sun appears astonished art to mimic in slow structures, stone by stone, built in an age, the mad wind's night work, the frolic architecture of the snow. And that was the poem, The Snowstorm, by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And our third and final poem is entitled A Winter Scene by Henry David Thoreau. The rabbit leaps, the mouse out creeps, the flag out peeps beside the brook. The ferret weeps, the marmot sleeps, the owlet keeps in his snug nook. The apples thaw, the ravens call, the squirrels gnaw the frozen fruit. To their retreat I track the feet of mice that eat the apple's root. The snow dust falls, the otter crawls, the partridge calls far in the wood. The traveler dreams, the tree ice gleams, the blue jay screams in angry mood. The willows droop, the alders stoop, the pheasants group beneath the snow. The catkins green cast o'er the scene a summer's sheen, a genial glow. That was A Winter Scene by Henry David Thoreau. I hope you enjoyed our wintry mix of poems from three American literary greats. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you'll tune in next time for more story time with friends. My name is Katie, and until we read again, so long. Thank you.